Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I worship you and I praise you and thank you for this beautiful day, Lord. As your word goes out today, let it go out so that you can reveal to your people the truths of the word of the living God. Father, help me today to be able to convey to the people the mighty truths of the Word of God. Now, Lord, as I speak about you and who you are, may all the words that I speak today may bring glory and honor to the precious name of Jesus. Lord, I just worship you for the revelation and the privilege you've given me to be able to share your Word with others. And Lord, I want to thank you once again for the great truths from the Word of God. And Lord, help us to know that these truths mean what they say and we can do what they say. Lord, reveal to us, your people, the truths from the Word of God that we may truly begin to walk in the mighty things that you have for us. And I praise you and worship you and thank you, Father, for your word. In the name of Jesus, amen. I want to just tell you today that if you didn't get to hear the broadcast yesterday, we had a great testimony on yesterday with the Ellison family from Hobart, Indiana, and the magnificent thing that our Lord did for their precious little grandson back on October the 15th, 2001. If you heard that, if you didn't, I ask you to call and get a copy of this tape or this CD, because this is an awesome testimony that this couple has. I might just share just a little bit of it again with you. What happens when you walk in a love relationship with the Lord and you'll believe what He says, the mighty things that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the God of Gods will do for you as you speak His word. I had the privilege on October the 15th of the year 2001 to walk into Cook's Medical Center that Monday night and pray for a little two-month-old baby boy that already had been given the death certificate, you might say, by the finest doctors at Cook's Medical Center. They said it was impossible for the little guy to live. He was already 95% brain dead, and that he would be dead before morning. And I literally took the word of the living God, Mark chapter 16, verse 18. Jesus said so clearly, and I'm telling you, folks, we have been cheated by the devil. We have been cheated by not believing God's mighty word. I literally took God's mighty word, and I walked into that room on October the 15th, 2001, and took Mark 16, verse 18, the last half of the verse, where the Word of God declares that we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now, it so saddens and breaks my heart to think of the people that don't believe God's Word. Now, if your Bible reads like mine, my Bible reads in Mark chapter 16, verse 18, if I'm a believer, of which I am, it says, I can lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall get well. So I literally took that verse and went in and laid my hands on that little tiny two-month-old baby. And I said just a very few simple words. I said, be healed in the name of Jesus. Now, as I laid my one finger on each hand on that little tiny baby, all I did was say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Now, the name of Jesus is the greatest name, the most powerful name. That's the name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So all I did, folks, begin to believe God's word. Walk holy before Him. Don't do anything. Don't sin. Don't go out and say, I know I'll have to sin today. Go out and walk holy before the Lord. Be ye holy. 1 Peter 1:16 says, for I am holy. So walk holy before the Lord and believe His mighty word and do what He says and walk in love. Don't let the enemy deceive you at all. If you'll take the word of the living God, I would challenge you. I don't care what you've been taught and what kind of church you're in or what kind of denomination you're in. I'm not interested in that. I challenge you to open your Bible and to look in your Bible at Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18 and see if your Bible does not say that these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, the name of Jesus, you shall cast out devils or demons. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall handle the serpent, which is Satan, and if you drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt you at all. And you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now then, if God can make you and me a promise like that, then for goodness sakes, why can't we believe him? Well, I'm telling you, for years and years and years, I did not believe the king, and he did not do anything for me. And my enemy, the devil, beat up on all kinds of people, and he beat up on me, and he did all kinds of things to me. Well, I don't know about you, but I am fed up with the devil beating up on me when I got a book full of promises that says I can literally have anything I want from the king if I'll walk holy before him, that I have been given power and authority over the forces of darkness, that I have been given dominion over everything on this earth in the name of Jesus. All things belong to us as Christians. So I think it's time we begin to take the word of the living God and take that devil that's running around on this earth and doing bad things to us. I think it's time we kicked him out in the name of Jesus. I'm going to tell you, when I finally decided that the word of God was for me, it was written for me. It was written to me. It was written to the body of Christ, of which I am a member. And when I began to believe the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and God of Gods, and I began to take a hold of his word. Now, I'm going to tell you how I did this, and I'm going to tell you in detail how I did this so you'll know how it works. First of all, God is a faith God. Hebrews 11:6, he says, without faith or complete trust in my word, it's impossible to please me. If you can't please the king, then I'm going to tell you, you're not going to get very much from the king. But if you will believe him with no doubt in your heart, and you'll do what he says, and you'll stand on his word, he'll do exactly what he said he'll do in his word. He will do great and mighty things. And I'm telling you that nothing will be impossible with you. So literally, if Jesus makes you a promise, if Jesus says, since he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords, and he is the God of Gods, and all of heaven is behind his word, and his word is the only thing on this earth that's ever been here that cannot be broken, it cannot be changed, nothing can stand against the word of God. If our King tells us to be holy because he is holy, and he tells us that he has made us the righteousness of God in Christ, then why in the world don't we believe him? Why don't we believe that Jesus has set us free? Why don't we believe that he's empowered us like he said he has to go out and cast out devils and to heal the sick and to cleanse the lepers and to raise the dead? I'm telling you, folks, the devil has lied to us. He has cheated from us. But I'm going to tell you, on October the 15th, as I have learned these things, I walked into that hospital room at Cook's Medical Center with a little tiny two-month-old baby boy that the doctors had pronounced that he'll be dead before morning. His brain has already failed. He's 95% brain dead. He cannot possibly live. When we pull the life support in the morning, just go ahead and let him die because there's nothing he can do. If you try to keep him alive on a machine, he'll be nothing more than a vegetable, so you might as well go ahead and let the little guy die. Well, let me tell you, folks, when man has done all they can do, with God, nothing's impossible. And I'm telling you, I walked into that hospital room on October the 15th at about 11 p.m. at night and literally put my hands, my fingers, one finger on each hand on that little tiny baby. Now, remember, Jesus said these signs will follow those that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. And he didn't say sometimes or maybe. He said they will recover. So I walked in there and laid my two fingers on the tummy of that little tiny lifeless thing and said, be healed in the name of Jesus. And then I looked up and I said, Father, thank you for your word, which is forever settled in heaven. which cannot be broken, and since your word is forever settled in heaven and cannot be broken, then I praise you and worship you and thank you that this child is well. I turned to his mother and father, and I said, now I guarantee you your baby will live and not die, because Jesus made you the promise, and he's not a man that he can lie. He cannot lie. So this cannot fail. Now, at this point, the only thing that can make this problem, this promise in God's word, fail is if the devil can get me to doubt that God's word works. Well, let me tell you, I'm getting to a point where I don't believe the devil no more. I'm getting to where I believe God's word, God's mighty word, the word of the living God, which is forever settled in heaven. If he said, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ, then I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. If he said, I'm a joint heir with the King of Kings, then I'm a joint heir with the King of Kings. If he says, I can cast out devils, I can cast out devils. If he said, I can heal the sick, I can heal the sick. So I'm going to stop believing all these other men and women that have been telling me all these things all these years, and I'm going to start believing what's written in the Word of the living God. And I'm going to tell you, that little baby, when I spoke in the name of Jesus and guaranteed his mother and daddy that little child would live because Jesus made him the promise, I walked out of that hospital, and the next afternoon when I came back over there visiting, that little girl come and got me, and she said, Mr. Scrivener, would you come over here and look at my baby? Said, this morning he pulled the tubes out of himself. Said, he is completely well, and we're going home. We're going upstairs out of ICU today. And they kept that little child in the room, recovery room, one more day, and that little guy went home. And on August the 17th, that little guy will be a year old, and that little guy is in perfect health, and nothing is wrong with him. So let me tell you, folks, stop believing what the rest of the world has been telling you. If they don't tell you what the Word of God says, then don't believe them. If God's Word makes you a promise, you can do it. So if you'll be strong in faith, you'll take God's Word and believe it, you will see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the God of Gods do great and mighty things for you. Praise His holy name. I'd invite you to call me for tapes on my teachings, 940-242-2106. Or you can get to us on the web at tlsm.org, tlsm.org. I'd like to invite you to my church every Sunday afternoon at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. every Sunday afternoon, and we have many mighty miracles, and we have testimonies of people that have been saved and healed and delivered every Sunday afternoon. I'm telling you, we serve an awesome God. So if you want to come to our church, we would love to have you and come out there. If you need a healing, you come to our church. And the Lord Jesus Christ, after you listen to us teach the word, he will heal you. If you will make him a promise to serve him, I guarantee you he will heal you. Praise his holy name.